I had no idea how much effort it takes to manage, you know, an elderly person's life. And that's something, when they lose the ability to manage it themselves, I should say. And I feel like I really noticed that with my mum. I definitely noticed it. It definitely became all encompassing for my mum and my uncle as well. But it shocked me actually at how much has to be considered and how much needs to be done. In fact, it is quite weird because you think, how did they go from doing all of this to none of it? And like, did anything slip through the cracks? I think you mentioned power of attorney earlier in our chat. Do you know if that's something that your mum had to kind of take over for your gramps?
Yeah, definitely. So I think even just getting the power of attorney was quite a complex administrative task. To deal with the amount of, I think also the house moves and having to go through so much paperwork and how, I guess, just getting all of their affairs in order, especially, I don't know if you think this is similar for you, but I think because Gramps had lost his partner, Annie, I think that he'd never really dealt with it over the final couple of years that he was living in his big house. There was just masses of paperwork and so much to sieve through. And yeah, I remember Mum actually roped me and some of my friends in to come and help wade through the administrative tasks that were going on, because it was just too much for one person. And seeing the stress and strain that put on my mum was just, well, yeah, it's just really hit quite hard, I guess. And I've noticed now my mum's not got dementia and she's not elderly, but she still says, oh, well, I'd better get on top of all of this kind of paperwork because you just never know. And she's like super conscious of not wanting to leave me or my sister with a huge amount of admin tasks. So everything's in organized folders because I think she spent so long going through unorganized chaos. So yeah, definitely something I can relate to.
Yeah, I mean, it must have quite an impact on them because there's nobody else for it to really fall on. And it does all fall on them, especially with both of our grandparents. They were widowed at the point that this was all happening, so they didn't have their partner around to help them. It was like it fell on their children or nothing really, and there kind of isn't an option. It all kicked off when my granny moved house, because obviously there was the job of putting the house on the market and selling it and managing sellers and then managing finances. And as you've just said, like getting the power of attorney is a huge deal. And it's only been like 3 years, and the difference between what my granny was doing independently versus what my mum now does or family now does kind of on her behalf is huge. Would you say that with your gramps and your mum, just because we're talking about mums, was there a point where the kind of the admin of everything came to a head, and do you feel that anything that's happened in your gramps' life has taken the weight off your mum since he moved into a home?
I think definitely similarly to you, the house moving stuff is huge, not only mentally on my gramps but also the amount of paperwork for my mum. So if you think about the whole chain, really, you have to empty a house, you have to sell the house, which in itself is a lot of admin, then you have to sort out the next place they're moving into, and then we noticed his decline was so rapid in this new place. And sadly, he was only there for a couple of years, I think. And then he was moved into another care home, this one, a dementia-specific one. So there was a lot of organising and a lot of paperwork for that. And then that care home turned out to not actually be suitable for Gramps. And then he's now in another one. And I mean, aside from the impact that that's had on him having to move around so much, the impact that that has on my mum and the stress of having to do so much paperwork, and also the stress of him not being settled and him not being happy, definitely has had a really big impact on my mum and the wider family. The one thing I would say, though, is now that he is settled and he's in a home that suits him, there's definitely been a huge, huge weight lifted off my mum's shoulders, for sure. I think she can sleep at night now without thinking that he might be wandering the streets of the little town he was in, or trying to get up in the middle of the night and go wandering around in his dressing gown. Because these are real realities. This is how he was really living his life. And it's just not nice situation to be in when you don't know what's happening. So now for him to be in this home where he is looked after with such care has taken a real weight off mum's shoulders. Mm. And then saying that, we're still dealing with the admin because we're currently trying to sell the house that he was in before. So it's just never ending is my analysis, I would say.